Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at www.pebblesoftruth.com. Well, as a public service announcement from House on the Rock Family Ministries, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. And so be sure to start making your plans for sharing your love and your affection with your Valentine. Good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Last week, we overviewed agape, phileo, and eros love. And if you missed it, go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and get caught up. So, Bruce, which one are we going to unpack a little bit more today?
Well, Jeff, I thought we would start with the foundational love, that agape love, the love that's more about unconditional commitment than it is feelings and passion.
You know, when you're saying that, that's pretty darn boring. You know, this is the love, the thrill of unconditional commitment.
That's right. And I see what you're saying, Jeff, and to a certain extent it's true, but you know, there may not be a lot of warm, fuzzy feelings in unconditional commitment, but it's a great foundation for the other two loves that are all filled with feelings and passion.
Well, I could take that. Well, explain a little more for us.
Well, you know, Jeff, our ministry name comes from a word picture that Jesus painted to his listeners about the need for a strong foundation.
That house on the rock.
That's right. And a house is only as strong as its foundation. So, you know, you're not going to build a big house safely on a weak foundation. You're going to be afraid of its collapsing during a big storm. And you certainly aren't going to want to invest a lot of time, energy, effort, and money into that home until you get the foundation where it needs to be.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, the same is true with our love as well. You know, we hesitate to build those feeling-based types of love too strongly on a foundation of insecurity. You know, how do we make emotional and physical investments into a relationship or into a person that we're not totally sure will be with us after a few years? You know, we can't. We're going to hold back out of fear, and we're going to hesitate, and we're not going to feel free to love with no restraints the way God wants us to love each other.
All right. Well, I think our listeners will understand that. So how do we build this agape love foundation?
Well, you know, that's the irony. We can't build it. We can't manufacture it on our own. It only comes from God. And agape love is the love that God has for us. And it's the love that will never let us go. That love that Paul talks about in Romans 8 that can't be separated, can't be broken.
Okay, so this is the covenant love that God had for Israel.
Yeah, and he also has for us, Jesus has it for us, his church, his bride. So there's the marital connection. You know, we as husbands and wives are to unconditionally and unbreakably love each other the same way Jesus loves his spouse, the church. That would be you and me.
Man, Bruce, I'm not going to lie. That's a tall order. What does agape love look like in our day-to-day lives?
Well, I think probably the best passage that points it out to us, Jeff, is 1 Corinthians 13, that love chapter where Paul says, love is patient, love is kind, doesn't envy, it does not boast, it's not proud, it doesn't dishonor, it's not self-seeking, it's not easily angered, it keeps no records of wrongs, it doesn't delight in evil, it rejoices in the truth, it protects, it trusts, it hopes, and it never fails. And, you know, when you stop and look at that, all of these are descriptions of an act of our will. It's not a description of a feeling or a passionate act. It doesn't say, love is sending flowers in a card on Valentine's Day.
That's true.
You know, so these are all attitudes and behaviors that Paul's getting after that we must choose to do because they don't come naturally to us as fallen creatures. And that's what I meant when I said we can't manufacture agape love on our own. It can only come to us through our relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
Wow, that's powerful, Bruce. How can couples go about developing this in their marriage?
Well, I think we need to develop it by developing our relationship with God, first of all, and then beginning to reflect how he loves us to our spouse. But I think one of the best ways that we can do this as couples is pray this passage into each other's lives. You know, ask Karen to pray for me that God would make me patient, kind, you know, not proud, and those things that I need to work on. And I would pray those things for her life. And we can have conversations every now and then, see how well we're doing and demonstrating these qualities of love to each other.
Well, thank you, Bruce. We could probably spend a lot more time talking about this, and if you as listeners would like us to come out to one of your couples events or out to your church, give us a call. Mm-hmm. We'd love to come out and serve you.
Well, next week I think we'll look at that phileo love, the emotional love that we can enjoy together as husband and wife. But until then,
let's keep building our house on the rock. You've been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at www.pebblesoftruth.com.